Manchester's D Radio Sports with Liverpool FC.
Order the new LFC 23-24 Nike third kit now on Northgate Street, Chester, or online at liverpoolfc.com/store.
Evening, Mike. How are we doing?
Really good, thank you, Steve. Thank you for inviting me back on.
It's a pleasure. So, a difficult start to the season for yourself on the side, losing both tilts last weekend to Billingham Stars, 7-2 away, and then 8-3 at Deeside.
Yeah, tough start to the season. I've got to say, not what we planned, Steve. We'd set out really, really well this year to start this season pretty strong. Two games against Billingham. And then we've played Whitley Bay and Hull Jets the other two games. So tough start, predominantly driven by injuries. I mentioned previously we've got a couple of serious injuries with two players. Charlie Spridgen took a broken arm while we were up in Billingham, and then last weekend against Whitley Bay at home, my captain James Parsons took a really bad hit into the boards where he's fractured his cheekbone. So yeah, not the start we'd planned for sure.
No, that's right, and this shows you really how tough the game is, isn't it, really?
It's a full-contact sport. It's one of the toughest you're ever going to come across. Played at high pace as well, so some of the incidents are unavoidable, and some of them are.
Yeah, so how did Charlie get his broken arm, then?
So, up in Billingham, I think he'd gone in to challenge the player coming up towards the boards. Perhaps a 50-50 hit that sort of went in the way of the Billingham Stars player, and Charlie's fell awkwardly into the boards and snapped his humerus towards the top of his arm. So a particularly bad injury in this case.
Yeah, so he'll be out for what, the season, I suppose, will he?
Well, we're hoping a good 12-week spell will get Charlie back to being able to work his arm. But yeah, I mean, we're hoping to see him again this season for sure, yeah. And we'll do everything we can to try and support him in that space.
Very good. So are you able to bring players into those positions that you haven't got at the moment?
Yeah, we have a big squad. As I say, a lot of injury hitters during the start of this season. I think we're in a really good place now. Great dressing room. Couple of big players coming back this weekend. So Andy McKinney's off suspension. He'll make a difference to our squad. James Shaw's not yet featured for the Dragons, but coming back in after a small operation on his foot. So really looking forward to this weekend. And look, Solihull's always a challenging game, whether it's home or away. So pretty physical, feisty competes for sure.
Yeah, Solihull Barons tomorrow at the Deeside ice rink, face off at 5:15. Barons are currently fourth in the league, so off to a good start.
Yeah, and unlike ourselves, but look, the season starts for us again, as we said, tomorrow. We're going to kick on. High hopes for coming out of that with a really good result, and hopefully it's the kickstart our season needs.
That's right, and you've got the first of two games now at home, haven't you? Because you're also playing week on Sunday, Scimitars, who have yet to win a game, and again at 5:15 face off a week on Sunday. So hopefully you can get some supporters behind you.
Yeah, it'd be great to see people down at the Den and the Deeside Leisure Centre. Doors open at 16:30. Tickets are still available online, I'm pretty sure, and if not, they're certainly available on the day if they come to the door.
Lovely. Listen, Mike, I wish you all the very best, and hopefully you can overcome some of these injuries that you've had and difficult starts of the season, and with a win tomorrow against Solihull.
Definitely.
Thanks for being on the programme, Mike.
Chester's D Radio Sports with Liverpool FC.
Order the new LFC 23-24 Nike third kit now on Northgate Street, Chester, or online at liverpoolfc.com/store.